Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Kyle got into an argument with Javier, the Bears fan. And it escalated quickly, where he told Kyle to do some push-ups because of his chest.
And I told him to send what he looked like.
Dude, I guarantee that Javier is yoked, because the only kind of person that tells someone to do push-ups is a total meathead.
That is accurate.
Yes. Meathead's got something they can stand on.
The other issue is I don't think our text line gets pictures.
Oh, it does.
It sometimes does. I don't know what format.
Try it, Javier.
I would say it hits at about a 20% clip tops.
Yeah, if Javier can dial the number to call, he sure can just go in there and click message and then send a photo.
Now I need to know how yoked Javier is.
The photos don't load on our text line.
I know. I was just making
I'm just disappointed.
Joke. I know.
I really want to see what he looks like.
Kyle Bruston-Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace. Bradley Northman, strove for front of the show. Yesterday, we did a deep dive. So you know what? Just get us a reset. Play the imaging. Let's get everyone caught up. And then we have a question to ask you.
When the data gets dense. When the decimals demand justice. When one man dares to calculate it all. It's Brad Nerdman on Kyle Bruston-Northman.
With his mighty assistant, Struffus. And Struffus ran 200,000 simulations. How many?
200,000.
200,000 simulations. Oh, I'm a little lightheaded now.
I was going to say, I'm a little bit too old. Yeah,
just get to the nerd man stuff.
Don't tell me what to do.
You shut Strophus.
Wait, Strophus told a lot of people in 2026 to shut their mouth.
You shut your mouth too.
Again.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Don't interrupt Strophus. He's cooking. He's an Avenger. He's a nerd man Avenger.
Good for him. He's becoming a new man. I like it.
I'll take that as a compliment, actually.
I ran 200,000 simulations. And 34% of the simulations, the 200,000 simulations, said, and this is the most common result, in Packers and Bears wild card weekend, that the Packers lead early, but the Bears will have the ball late. This is the game where Green Bay looks like they're in control until they aren't. The second most common, 29% of the 200,000 simulations. Bears fall behind early, then claw back late. If the Bears win, it's probably not clean. It's messy early, then gutsy late. This is when your second-year quarterback has his moment.
So of the 200,000 simulations, 63% of the scenarios have the Packers up late, but the Bears having the ball, one with the Packers winning at 34%, one with the Bears winning at 29%.
Mm.
Ultimately, that gets me to the point where, are you going to be pooping your pants when the Packers defense is out there and they need a stop in the Monte Carlo simulation that we're probably taking too much as the end-all be-all, but we're here now. Packers are on defense. Bears, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, they have the ball. Jeff Hafley's defense is out there. Are you pooping your pants? 800-990-3776.
If you guys remember from my paternity...
No. Got to answer the question.
I'm going to. But a little preface. If you guys remember during my paternity leave, and the numbers are still the same, 25 diapers a day at the Northman household between our twin boys and our
cool
4-month-old now young Will. Make it 26, Ben, because I will indeed be pooping my pants if that is in case the situation. Here's why.
Why do you need a diaper, though?
Well, because I want that to be cleaned up. I'm not trying to do that right on our couch. The reality is,
you couldn't come up with a better phrase. Biting your nails, maybe.
No, I like
it's much more
the pants.
Tangible.
You know, he asked our content director Brian D. Can I say pooping pants? I was like, bro, like what?
Do you not remember we did an entire show
about
you pooping,
me pooping
your pants?
My pants? I get it. Yes. Yeah. All right, keep going.
Anyway, I will be, and you guys should be too. The reason is because we've seen it, right? Each Chicago Bear game where the Packers have played, the Bears went down the field basically at will in these same moments. That's why the 200,000 simulations are actually telling a story that we have already seen the story to, and we've seen the ending. Now, if you remember in game one, the Packers are up 28-21. Jordan Love goes down the field. He kind of gets his marquee moment and goes up 28-21. But the Chicago Bears get the ball back. Let's not forget, they kind of at will went down the field. It was only a bad Caleb Williams pass into Keyshawn Nixon, who still made a pretty good play, but saved Evan Williams because it was a blown coverage. The Bears were that close to either tying it or going up and winning the game. And then, of course, game number two, they had that miraculous 2 minutes where they went down the field and scored again. So in each game so far, this has been the scenario. And in each game, the Chicago Bears have had success moving the ball. So if it comes down to this, I'm not loving the Packers' chances. The Bears, for say what you want about them, and I called them frauds and trash earlier. They're not frauds and trash at the end of the game. They're just really not. Like they, when it comes to the end of the game, that's why you have six comeback victories. And during the Packers, they had moments where they came back successfully and unsuccessfully, but they give themselves a shot at the end of the game. Even against the San Francisco 49ers, they went down the field and had a chance to win that game as well. So I fully suspect the Packers to win, but if they do so, I want the ball in the offense's hand, not the defense, because if this is the scenario, I think the Bears are going to move it, and it's going to come down to a fingertip, an inch or two, a blown coverage, whatever. I don't love the Packers' chances, and I will not be sitting on my couch calm if this is where to happen.
800-990-3776. In 63% of our 200,000 simulations, the Bears have the ball with a chance to win. Do you trust this defense, or will you be pooping your pants? Casey chimes in on the Carbo's Talk and text line. Taco Bell, hangover, diarrhea, pooping my pants.
Oh, wow. That is very specific.
That is extreme. And as a Green Bay Packers fan that I love and ride or die my Packers, I will admit this. I won't be pooping my pants, but I'll be a little nervous. The reason why I'll be a little bit nervous is because one thing the Bears have proven, as Brad alluded to, is that they've been able to come back in games. Even the last 2 weeks where they lost against the 49ers, the last game where they lost against the Lions, they had a chance late. They brought themselves back in those games. The game against the Packers, they were actually able to execute and finish that game off. So, yeah, if the Packers are, you know, on defense and they're driving down, I'll be nervous, but I won't be pooping my pants. There'll just be a lot of anxiety happening.
A lot of stress eating is what I would say for you.
Yeah, I will be going to grab a bag of chips.
Chips.
Yeah. And very loud, emphatic crunching, I'm sure.
Maybe carrots on Saturday. I'm trying
to be grabbing carrots at the end of the game.
No, we're having a whole party on Saturday.
We'll get to that later. Strophy poopy pants. What are you going to do in that scenario?
I'm not pooping my pants, man. I'm really grossed out by the three of you right now. I'm very.
You never done that before?
Poop my pants out of nervousness?
No, just in general.
Well, I've done it when I've been sick, but that's about it.
When you were sick?
Yeah, well, when you don't know you're sick and like your tummy's giving you a little issues and you think it's a fart.
So you have.
So Strophy Poopy Pants will be pooping his pants if the Packers defense is out, sir.
I'm not sick.
Wait a minute.
I can control.
Kyle, have you ever done this as an adult?
Last time I did a little, I was sick and I had eaten Mamma Mia's.
What is wrong with you guys?
I was younger.
All grown up. So
I can't wait
here
until Brad poops his pants and he tells us about it.
And not poop pants, but sometimes a fart you didn't
sometimes
know.
It's involuntary, Brad.
I do, but that's the thing. Either
do you fart? Real question. I'm going to get back up.
Of course.
Do you fart in here during the show?
I have before. Not often.
Yeah.
Me and Ben fart probably a couple times a week.
The thing is,
sure.
What? Yeah. I'm very like my timing of when I is very consistent.
Oh, I listen. I will fart while y'all are talking.
Glad to know he's listening to us.
Have you ever seen me start focusing?
But you're saying you don't have control of your farts.
What are you talking about, Brad? I can let loose here. When would you hold it for 3 hours?
But no,
I'm
saying, I'm saying that you've had some extracurricular in your farts, just like Ben and Strophus had.
Right. Sometimes you think it's a fart, but then something else comes out.
I've never experienced that.
Well, it must be nice to be perfect.
Let's go to Diana McGuanago, 800-990-3776.
are you guys, like, running out of stuff to talk about? That you guys are talking about pooping in your pants or what?
Diana, are you going to be pooping in your pants if the Packers defense is out there and Caleb Williams has the ball with six comeback victories?
I'm not even sure. I don't even know if I'm going to watch the game.
What?
Come on, Dirty D.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Because I've got – they have so many injuries. And now we got – I don't know.
What?
Dirty
Diana. What is this?
Come on now.
It's going to be a nail biter.
Yeah, yeah. Not pooping your pants. Nail biter. Thank you, Diana.
All right, it's going to be a nail biter if the Bears have the ball and the Packers defense is out
there.
Won't
be much nails
left.
Will
you be biting your nails or pooping your pants?
If anybody does poop their pants tomorrow during the game, please let us know. I'd be curious if anybody does.
I would hope it has nothing to do with the game. I would hope that it has to do with an illness.
You would hope that?
It's not worth all that. Listen, I love my Packers, but hell, I mean, pooping yourself because of a result is disgusting.
Zachary and Madison, you're on the Carbless Talking Text line.
Yo, yeah, what's going on, guys? What's going on, Ken, Ben, and Brad? Man, honestly, I'm kind of nervous, so I feel like the biggest question here for me, honestly, is just with the QB. I don't know. I wanted to know, get you guys, what you guys think about the QB right now. How confident are you guys?
Which one?
Jordan Love.
Okay.
Jordan Love.
Well, can I ask you, why aren't you confident in Jordan Love? What is it that you've seen from Jordan Love in the last performances he had that make you be leery of him?
You want me to be honest?
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, I just want to let you know that I'd actually slept the dog shit out of you, bro.
Strophe, dump. I couldn't hear what he said, but it sounded like it went...
I couldn't hear either, but I'm sure it didn't sound like it was.
So
why did you follow up?
Well, what do you mean? I was asking him a question. Y'all told me he was a Packers fan, didn't you? And so I asked him which quarterback, and so I'm trying to see, well, what is it that you've seen out of performance of Jordan Love recently to make you think that he wouldn't be good? Because at the end of the day, Jordan Love just got hurt against the Bears. He didn't have a poor performance against the Bears. Jordan Love didn't have a poor performance against the Broncos until the offensive line forgot how to block in the second half.
Yeah, I think you probably could have just said, hey, listen here, here's why you don't have to have any worries, and tell him that.
Well, I was just curious, fan engagement.
Yes. Again, I still have no idea what he even said, to be honest.
It sounded like he was trying to slip something in there, though.
Yeah,
something nefarious.
I know what I heard.
Well, we'll have to talk about that off air.
I am
worried about Jordan. Of all the things I'm worried about, it is not Jordan Love.
Pat and Madison, this is interesting. We'll get you on the Carbless Talking Text line.
If Rashawn Gary is inactive, we might have a chance.
That's it? Rashawn Gary inactive, they have a chance.
Yep.
Fair enough. Look, he hasn't had a sack or a tackle for loss since Vietnam, so...
It's a good take.
Yeah, I mean, we need some production out of anybody, and if it is some of the guys that popped in Week 18 that are taking snaps from Rashawn Gary and they do something with it, doesn't matter how much you're paid right now, it is find a way to win in this wild card game.
We have given up on Rashawn Gary.
You have to at this point.
I, when Strofe looked in the camera, and I was like, oh, Rashawn, get him. I said, get him, Rashawn. And
didn't matter.
Yeah, it's been 5 weeks and he still hasn't had a tackle for loss or a sack since then.
It's really remarkable. Honestly. Like, you'd think it would stumble into one.
Yeah, Brett,
right?
How hard do you think it is? If someone's been on the sideline, how hard do you think it is for that to happen, not to even stumble in one since week 8?
I mean,
9?
It says to me that not only is he not getting, like, actual true pressures and tackles, he's not even in the right area, right? Because a lot of times, if you're at least in the right area, you're going to stumble on a tackle or a half a sack or something. But he is just completely MIA, where he's not even in the vicinity of action.
So disappointing.
The sad part is you really needed him to when Micah went down, but that has not happened. And if you can feel it, go to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and their sports book, an amazing video wall. You can watch all the great action in any sport, and it's all in one place with the exhilaration of what we love, these games that can come down to the wire. Catch all the action with all those kiosks, drink specials, luxury seating, great food, and that awesome video wall. You can go to Pottawatomie Sportsbook or the Casino Hotel for everything for your entertainment experience. Must be 21 years old or older to enter the casino. Pottawatomie Sportsbook and the Casino Hotel. It's amazing, folks. Had a big Wednesday with my guy Jared there. Can't wait to get back. Hopefully this weekend, but if not, right before the weekly wager on Wednesday. Mason Posa, the third-team All-American, joined the jump around on ESPN Madison. Homer and Kyle got into a very spirited debate for 2 minutes. But I want you to hear from who is the leader of the Badgers next season and his expectations with everything they've done in the portal.
The leader of the Badgers? Who is that?
Mason Posa.
Oh.
Coming up next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
You said, oh, I'm really down in the dumps. Nobody gave me a compliment in my new sweater. So, yeah, sure. We're gassing you up, handsome. You go, king.
Look at that.
King. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Strofe running the show. Very interesting interview on the jump around on ESPN Madison's YouTube. Jim Rutledge, Pablo Iglesias. Sat down with Mason Posa. Stud linebacker for the Badgers. A good building block. And I think what's important to mention here is Ted Kellner, a big-time Wisconsin booster, talked about how this team in this program was not spending what they needed to. Now, I could re-legislate how stupid that was to hire a coach for $8 million a year and not have a plan to do what everyone was doing to be successful, which is paying players a lot more money than obviously they were. But I'm all about moving forward. So if we're going to move forward, Ted Kellner said they were going to be in the top three of spending. Well, right now, they have spent a lot of money in the transfer portal. So what I would love to do right now is hear from Mason Posa and his optimism for the 2026 Badger football season.
Again, you mentioned you DM some of these guys, yeah. You've messaged them, but what do you feel like is the Mason pitch?
Yeah,
What are you saying to these guys?
I mean, I was like, what's up, man? You're a dog. You know, I just
it's three words. You're a dog.
You're a dog. And then I just tell them like how this program is changing and just what we've done so far in the portal. You know, we're competing with Indiana, Texas Tech, all these big like schools who are spending money. And you know, I tell them, I'm like, just look at what we're doing right now in the transfer portal. We are getting guys to win football games. And you know, I mean, the schedule this upcoming year is a lot lighter, and you know, I can see us being in the playoffs. I mean, I see us, like, you know, at least worst possibility having 9 wins, 10 wins. That's the worst, I think. That's just my mindset. And who doesn't put in a 10-2 Big Ten team into the playoffs? So, you know, that's the goal. Goal is to go undefeated. And I'm telling you, this staff, this is the players. We're bringing an entire new mindset into this program next year, and it's to win. It's to win.
That's the only thing that bothered me of this was the new mindset of the program right now is to win. But again, I started this with saying I will not be looking backwards. Brad Nortman, you punted for the Badgers. You played in 2 Rose Bowls. You were part of some very successful Badger teams. Tim Brando called you out for being a podcaster. What do you know about relationships between the Badgers head coaches and the high school coaches' relationships about recruiting in state? Where are you at, Brad? Are you drinking the Posa juice?
Boys, I do. Mark this, Strofe. Mark this. I declare our long winter of drudgery and irrelevance is over. That's right. I see this Wisconsin Badger football team winning 9 games next year. They're not getting into the college football playoff. Even a 10-2 team is not a guarantee to get in unless they expand it to 16 in quick fashion. But they're going to win 9 games next year. They are. They are taking better late than never with all this stuff. I loved everything Mason Posa said, and I agree with you, Ben. He should have just stopped after saying a new mindset of winning. Where was that winning mindset the last 3 years? However, better late than never. Coach Fickell has been taking steps to right the wrongs that have been sown into this program over the last 3 years. Hiring actual positions to be able to connect with high school recruiting coaches in the state of Wisconsin. Check. Alumni relations, check. Though the biggest check is when we had Ted Kellner on this program and the Homer Hour and saying, we're going to start spending money. Should have done that 3 years ago, but again, better late than never. But my question was, well, so what? Let me see actually if they do. Yes, Ben.
You're missing a big thing that needs a check next to it.
Okay, please add check marks.
I'm not saying we can because we won't find out until they play football games, but we can try and figure out from a fan perspective, from a Brad perspective, from anyone's perspective, do you trust Luke Fickell to mold this bunch of guys into a winning football program?
Well, we're
that is something we haven't seen.
Well, we're gonna.
The only question you have. They're doing all the right things, but he's got to be the one. If you have believe in him as a coach, that's the big thing that you can't check until it happens.
Well, and now I feel like in this fourth year, and maybe I just sound too much like a Badger homer. Now is when I actually feel like we can evaluate that, because in the past, as Ted Kettler said, they've had no money to spend. They've had some talent on their roster, but haven't been able to put it all together. The four playoff teams that played last night and tonight. Nearly 60% of their starters were transfers. So you're talking about making a team that is primarily based on transfers, and that's exactly what Wisconsin Badgers are doing. No longer is it the North Dakota State and Hawaii transfers coming in. If you scroll through, these are the guys that have other major offers coming from major programs. So they actually have dudes coming in from Power Four schools that are ready to play. That's how they're putting it together. Now, they have all the checks in the world except for the one that Ben said. Can Luke Fickell put it together? I can't say with 100% certainty, yes, I believe in him, because we haven't seen it yet, but there's been no better opportunity to do so. And I think that finally, with a little bit of fire on his seat, and it is scalding hot, might I add, I think is now the time it finally comes together. 9 wins, and this team ends ranked in 2026.
Yeah, so Mason Posa, great kid, freshman All-American, very, very talented, but poor kid. He's going to have his heart broken next year. He's going to transfer out too next year, because what he's going to realize is that the team that they have around them, it means nothing if you bring in all these bodies if you do not have the coach that's going to have the ability to transform it into something. Now, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. In the Wisconsin Badgers a couple years ago in 2023, they brought in a good quarterback. They brought in some wide receivers, and then they had already some decent pieces on the roster, and I know that to be true, because Skylar Bell just went for 1,300-plus yards and is an All-American wide receiver for somebody else.
CJ, quarterback ones have been hurt every
CJ,
year, though.
CJ Williams couldn't do any. We haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver under him. CJ Williams couldn't do anything with the Wisconsin Badgers. What do? He goes somewhere else. He has a great year. So all I'm saying is this. Until Luke Fickell shows that he can actually take in talent, mold them together, and develop them, I'm not buying into it. And then on top of this, and good, I want the Badgers to be great, but you're talking about 9 wins. That's laughable. It's a joke, because on top of that, do you know the top 25 guys according to 24/7 Sports teams in ranking the five Big Ten teams that are in the top 25 for transfer portal right now is Penn State at number 1, Indiana University, UCLA, USC, Nebraska, and Wisconsin would be the 16th. You're missing Michigan. You're missing Ohio State from that conversation. There's still other teams. So even within the top 25 currently right now, there are other teams outperforming the Wisconsin Badgers in the transfer portal. But another thing we have to understand is the Badgers.
Are those teams on the Badgers schedule?
USC is on the Badgers schedule. UCLA is on the Badgers schedule. Penn State is on the Badgers schedule. So, yeah, at least 3 of those teams that are either outperforming you or doing the same as you and already have, and USC has a better foundation. Not quite UCLA, but USC has a better foundation. Those teams are doing just what you're doing. So at the end of the day, do I think the Badgers will be better next year? Yes, they will have more than 4 wins next year. But I am not getting excited. I see this team winning 6 or 7 games next year, and they should fire Luke Fickell if they do not get to that 9-win margin. Teams take time to develop. The Badgers don't have a very good foundation whatsoever. So I am going to say, Luke Fickell, Wisconsin Badgers, I wish you the best, but you're going to have to show me, because I'm not investing any of my time into a team that is going to break my heart and disappoint me once again. Brad is going to be heartbroken, just like Mason Posa, come to end of next season, because they're going to be in disbelief of how they were not better.
Well, I do agree, Kyle, that this is the year, and 6 or 7 wins isn't good enough. 9 wins or more, I do think it's going to happen, but to Ben's point of trusting Luke Fickell, he has to earn that trust, but I'll tell you who has already earned my trust, and that is Carbliss. Every single ingredient in that can, I absolutely trust. They take seriously the guilt-free experience that is their ready-to-drink cocktail, so it's unlike any of those other ones where it's like, man, what are they putting in this can? I can tell you, I've looked through it with a fine-tooth comb, everything in Carbliss, their ingredients, and what they deliver from a guilt-free experience, it is the Brad Nortman check of approval. It's guilt-free, and for 2026, I got some resolutions as well. I want to be tighter around the waistline, live more of a guilt-free experience, and Carbliss checks that box. Zero sugar, zero carbs, zero gluten, 100 calories, and the perfect, and I mean absolutely capital P, perfect type of carbonation. Not too much, not too little, Goldilocks level. But if you really want to have the Carbliss experience, yes, it's guilt-free. yes, you trust it, but it's all about the flavor. I mean, if you're going to relax and enjoy a game tonight, watching the green and gold or wherever, it doesn't matter if you're not enjoying the actual drink experience, and that is what separates Carbliss from the rest. The flavors are incredible, and there's flavor for everyone. Margaritas, classic cocktails, all the fruit flavors. I've already told you, KBN Nation, I've got the margarita variety pack. I'm going to have the original margarita tonight. And the raspberry margarita, that is something that I didn't even know I needed until I tasted. So if you want to be like me, guilt-free and enjoying and trusting everything in that can, then enjoy an ice-cold Carbliss as you watch some beautiful football this weekend.
Let's get into the nitty-gritty here. Green Bay props and preview, presented by Sit Means Sit, next across ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
We were going to extend more invites, but I just jumped the gun for some reason at the meeting because I thought I was being like funny and personable, and I just don't know how to read the room. I was like, oh, this guy who doesn't know me is going to think it's hilarious that I'm with Josh and I'm saying, hey, Josh, you didn't get the first round invite. Suck it.
How in what world would that person find that funny, though?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman, strofe running the show. Getting closer and closer and closer. Those 200,000 simulations of Packers-Bears.
200,000 simulations!
It's all going to be put to rest when we see what is put on the field. And let's prognosticate together. I'm Green Bay Props and Preview.
I'm going to ask you to place a little wager for me.
Goes to the end zone. It is a one-handed grab by Matthew Gold.
Intercepted. Taken away by Xavier McKinney.
This is the Green Bay Props and Preview.
Ooh, that's my dog.
And Dog of the Game. Presented by Sit Mean Sit Dog Training in Waukesha. Schedule your free consultation today. Visit sitmeansitwaukesha.com.
Green Bay Props and Preview. Dog. Of the game time here on KBN. We start with Christian Watson. How big of an impact will he make in a light flurry, a light dusting at Soldier Field tomorrow? His receiving prop, Brad Nortman, is 55 and a half yards.
55 and a half yards. Give me the over. I mean, we're already down with the Green Bay Packers, down a couple receivers, so you really just got Christian Watson. Romeo Doubs, he's going to get his. Jaden Reed, you never know, and we can't expect much out of Matthew Golden. We know that this is the main connection for Jordan Love is Christian Watson. So
I feel like we've been forgetting about Romeo Doubs because we didn't mention Romeo Doubs' name the last time they played the Bears, and he played really well outside of obviously the debacle.
But the thing about Christian Watson and Jordan Love, it's not just their long ball connection is good. Intermediate and short game. They've really developed that to where Christian Watson is dangerous anywhere. So give me the over.
Yeah, that's the one thing I love is the fact that you get the band back together, our healthy Jordan Love, a healthy Christian Watson. Because remember that last game, Christian Watson was coming off an injury in Denver, so he was not 100% healthy. So I love to see a fresh Christian Watson with his boy Jordan Love out there. I think he for sure goes over 55 and a half yards.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, he's going over, baby.
Oh, man.
What are you concerned about? Are we breathing hard? What's happening?
We're starting to sound groupthinky.
Sometimes it's just that easy.
Well, you got to use evidence, man.
I know, and my evidence would tell me that I would go over here because of, like, thinking about those throws that he's been making, like, across the sideline for those quick outs for, like, 7 yards.
Well, hold on.
And, like,
before you accuse yourselves of groupthinky, know Kyle says over to everything.
Yes, and that's the hard part. It's over no matter what. I was going to bring that up, but I'm glad you did. Christian Watson, even if the footing isn't there in a game like this, his ability to rise above defenders is there. So I see him still getting, despite the weather, a long downfield explosive play past 20 yards. So I'm going to go over here.
Nobody had more receptions, targets, yards, or touchdowns receiving for the Green Bay Packers this year, to your point, Betty, than Romeo Doubs. His receiving total is only 33 and a half tomorrow in Chicago. Brad?
That's also easy money. I mean, that's three receptions.
Brad, what did you learn about saying easy
that's
money?
That's easy money.
How'd your season-long bets go that were easy money?
They all failed. They all lost.
Yeah, injuries happen.
Injuries do happen.
I'm just curious. You did call those easy money.
But 33 yards for Romeo Doubs?
Well, I mean, he needs 34 to hit the over.
Okay, that's 3 to 4 receptions for Romeo Doubs, only needing about 5 targets. He's going to get 5 targets, so give me Romeo Doubs on that over.
Yeah, I'm going to go over, too. It just seems too low for me not to expect for Romeo Doubs to get over that. Well, as you talked about before, Romeo Doubs had a heck of a game this last time against the Bears. He was a no-show the first time with only 2 targets, no catches, but I do believe that he'll find his way to be a safety net because I think the Packers will have an offensive explosion and everybody will be part of that party.
Benny, 33.5 for Romeo Doubs.
His last 3 games, he's gone well over, and the reason why I'm very inclined to go over here as well is because no Dontavian Wicks, no Bill Melton, which means Matthew Golden's going to get opportunities. But like when I mentioned Dontavian Wicks, he had a game against the Lions. Like this is what the Packers receivers can do. It can be pop here, pop there. Whereas you have your guys, and Jordan Love's going to move the football against this defense that gives up a lot of yards. I have to take Doubs here with how he's played and how he's connected the last 3 games.
Groupthink.
Two targets, 0 catches in the first matchup against the Bears. Yes, Strofe.
Did he just repeat you?
He did.
Okay, just making sure. I have a KBN Sports Desk update from our on-site meteorologist, Zaz, who tweets in at KBN ESPN. I live in the Chicagoland suburbs. Looks like the snow is supposed to end at 2 p.m. now tomorrow. So I must say it will not be a light dusting or flurries, because according to our on-site meteorologist, Zaz, there will be no snow by kickoff at 7 o'clock.
I like
no
that.
Snow, but a little breeze, though, I'm seeing. I wonder what Zaz's commentary on that is.
Zaz, let us know on Twitter, at KBN ESPN. Rush yards, Josh Jacobs, 73.5, who could get a heavy workload tomorrow. Ooh, Kyle made a face.
I'm under that.
Hold on, I don't want your pick, because for the first time in KBN, Green Bay Props and Preview History, is Kyle going to pick an under?
No.
73.5 rushing yards.
I'm concerned, because I just don't know. He says he's healthy.
He hasn't played.
Well, that's my thing. And I'm not going to go over with him simply because I need him to show me that he actually can take a hit to that knee. And
oh,
keep
you
going.
Are going over.
Now, I'm going to go under, but I'm going to say this. I think over for the total yards we're receiving, if you add that in, I think he'll have a total of 100. But I think he'll be a nice receiving threat for the Green Bay Packers, being able to check down and do something out the
so it somehow finds its way to the over when it wasn't about that.
But no, I'm
94
saying,
and a half is the
total. Over 94.5 total. I get all it takes is one big catch and burst of 25 yards, and you're there.
Christian Watson's got a big catch. Josh Jacobs got a big catch. Dobbs over.
Well, maybe that's leading to who I think is going to be able to ball. But no, rushing yards, I'm a little concerned about over 73 because I do think Emmanuel Wilson will get the rock as well.
Yeah, that's why I wonder.
How dare you reward the man that burned you and I throughout our futures bet? We thought it was easy money for Josh Jacobs to get over 1,050 yards. And we got taken, Kyle Wallace. Not me. Not that I don't think he's capable. But what do we know? He's been fighting off injuries all year. All it takes is one hit to that knee, a weird way to fall, and he is either slowed down or they're putting in Emmanuel Wilson. So I just can't trust that Josh Jacobs is going to last the whole game, be able to tote the rock 20 times, be able to get 80 yards or more. So I'm going with the under for Josh Jacobs.
Who's here?
It's starting not to sound like a bark
of the game.
I mean, for me, my dog of the game is nobody other than Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love has something to prove. The last time we saw him in the playoffs, his elbow was all messed up. He had a poor performance, but his team on the offensive side of football is going to be back. Hopefully, Zach Tom will be back at right tackle. Christian Watson will be healthy. Josh Jacobs is claiming that he's going to be healthy, but just as good as the offense is possibly going to get. Yes, Strofe, hopefully it's good news.
Wrong button.
Oh, did you mean to hit a button?
The only button that means let me interrupt you.
Yeah.
You accidentally hit.
Well, what did you mean to hit?
I told you guys this off the air. My touch screen is broken, so I have to use the mouse for anything that I typically don't use the mouse. So the mouse was in my way. I hit the mouse.
What button did you mean to hit? You said wrong button.
I didn't mean to hit any buttons.
Oh, he said wrong button.
I hit the mouse button. That button. That was the wrong button.
other guys.
Oh, desk pop.
Desk pop.
Desk pop.
I don't know what that means.
Desk pop.
A lot of people.
Well, anyways, Jordan Love is going to perform at a heck of a level on Saturday night because I believe he's going to throw for a lot just like he did the first game. He's going to lead this Packers team to a lot of points, and he's going to prove everybody and show them exactly why he is an elite quarterback in the NFL.
You know what I love to do? I love to buy low and sell high. And my dog of the game, guy that's been at the crux of this game last two times, Keyshawn Nixon.
Wow.
Keyshawn Nixon. He fumbled the bag literally in Philadelphia last year. He was at very major points of these last two games this season. Keyshawn Nixon steps up, one timely fourth quarter interception, and locks down whoever he's on. And as a little bit of feistiness on this defense, give me Keyshawn Nixon
That's gutsy.
A critical end of game interception.
That would be what a storyline that
would be. A storyline.
He's become public enemy number one in Chicago.
Edgerrin Cooper, it's time. We've been waiting for it. It's time, Edgerrin Cooper. That run game, maybe popping one out, a little ball on the ground, force a fumble, big-time play from big-time player who was the two-time NFC Player of the Week despite being a rookie. He's got the capabilities. He's got to show up. He has the potential. We know it's there. Need it, and you need it from him with that lack of interior. Edgerrin Cooper, my dog. Of the game.
Oh, wow. That's an aggressive dog.
Well,
huh?
They got to be.
There'd be a dog this week.
That is Green Bay Props and Preview presented by Sit Mean Sit Dog Training. Kyle's not the man of the house. What else is new? Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
What a radio pro.
He's so...
Say that again.
Nobody said a word.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
New year, new goals, and Iron Jock is here to help you stick to them. Whether you're hitting the gym, heading to work, or just trying to smell a whole lot better with that silver ion technology within their material, Iron Jock gear has got you covered. Right now, you can get 30% off all Iron Jock gear on orders over $75. Just use the promo code ESPN30 at checkout. IronJock.com, IronJOC.com. Pick your gear, pick what you want. Promo code ESPN30. You're going to look good, smell great, and start the new year off with Iron Jock. Right now, your chance to win an Iron Jock hat. Be caller number 18. Nope. Bad number. Caleb Blimstorm. We're going to go with caller number 20. What do you want? Just say it.
Well, you said 18 is a bad number because that's Caleb's number, so I figured you should go 10 for love, but you can go 20. That's fine. Although that receiver number 20 scored a touchdown against the Packers.
Oh.
Caller number 10, 800-990-3776 to win an Iron Jock hat. That's 800-990-3776 to win the Iron Jock hat. Put Strofe to work at 800-990-ESPN.
Quite the confusion there.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, we figured it out. And Kyle, as the Packer backer. Has plans that are in the way of the Packer game, and he's going to get owned, and he's not going to get everyone out of his house. So say what's going on.
So, fellas, I told y'all a couple weeks ago when the last time I watched the Packers versus the Bears game, I went to a holiday party that I committed to go to. The game got flexed, and so I committed to go to it way before then, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go. I hate watching Packers games with people. Matter of fact, every time I've watched a Packer game not in the comfort of my house, the Packers have damn near lost every single time. So I had decided, I said, no more! No mas, I'm not hanging out with nobody. I'm watching that game from inside of my house the way I like it, not bothered by anybody. But for a while, me and baby girl have been planning this holiday party for her family. And she said, baby, we're going to be doing it on the 10th. The 10th, we're going to have people come to the house in an afternoon and we're going to have the party. I said, all right, well, just let me know what I need to do. Playoff schedule comes out. The Green Bay Packers play at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. And guess what's happening at my house? We already got the holiday party, and there's no way I can back out. And the thing that sucks about it is I love my future father-in-law, and I'm happy he's going to be around because
you
he's
do?
Great.
I thought he walks around your house with shoes on.
Well, baby girl has trained him up, and so we're in a better place. But I got a text saying, hey, my dad wants to spend the night. Of course he can spend the night, but that means he's going to be there for the game, which he's an avid Packers fan. It will be great. It will be great. And all her family's going to be there. It's going to be great, but I would prefer to be watching the game by myself.
So you're doing the high voice. It's going to be great.
When does the holiday party start?
It starts at 3:30.
3:30. Okay, well then it's a 3-hour holiday party is plenty. So you'd think by 6 o'clock, you put your foot down, you're the man of the house, and you say,
Brad.
Nana, Aunt Mildred, it's time to leave.
Brad, what it becomes
Mildred,
now,
get your ass out of
no,
here.
No, Brad, what it becomes now is that, oh, wow, the game's on too. We might as well stay
okay,
and
hold
watch
on,
the
hold
game.
Hold on, hold on. I just want to play this. Now, I would like to make it clear to everybody we are not going to a commercial break, but I just want everybody to listen for a moment.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Transformers, Megan Fox.
No, I would say Megan Fox, are you all good, but 7:45, it's time to go. You had to transform your ass up out of here.
You said that if Megan Fox was in your house, you would tell Megan Fox to transform her ass out of there so you could watch the Packer
And you won't
game.
Tell that to Nana?
First and foremost. It's,
or father-in-law?
Listen, father-in-law.
You have made yourself look worse and worse this week.
No, father-in-law has helped us significantly, so I can't tell father-in-law to go about
the wedding.
House.
Money he's, talks for he, Kyle. He, it's the weight of his heart.
He's coming in town. If he's coming in town, we got to welcome him and he has
You're,
to
lay down
stay.
Some rules, though, for him, right? As you watch the game? Like, hey, father-in-law. Mr. Baby Girl. I expect no talking.
No.
Mr. Baby Girl.
Mr. Baby Girl.
You've met him one time,
Mr.
Brad.
Coach Klein.
He's great.
He's a great guy.
Lovely
can't
guy.
Do that
Mr. Baby
him.
Girl's awesome.
I can't do that. Listen, I'm the man of the house, but damn it. You know, it's a shared household. You got to get.
So if he's chirping or...
He's going to say some things that are going to irk you. Mr. Man,
this Jordan Love stinks.
We do have a different look at... Kicking the field goals. He wants to kick field goals. I like to
Start
say go
field goals.
No, well, he says, hey, just take the points. And I say, well, I like being aggressive sometimes.
Analytics guy, Kyle Wallace.
So I am quite the conundrum because my mom, I talked to my mom about it. That's how serious it is. She said, well, Kyle, you know, why don't you watch it in your room? I said, I don't have a TV in my room.
You would exclude yourself from the party to watch
bro,
the game?
When I watched the Super Bowl back in 2011 at my parents' house, I had a friend over as well. I was upstairs in my bedroom watching the game.
And your friend?
Why
was
your
friend,
friend
you?
Over?
Because he wanted to come over and watch the game. Shout out to Twan.
And so, Twan in your room?
He was downstairs with everybody else watching the game. I was upstairs in my bedroom back in 2011.
You sound like a child.
It's.
I like to.
You do need to be. You protect your heart.
I just don't want to be around people talking and all that. I want to focus on the game. I don't want to be distracted. This is a big game.
Man, I'll tell you what. If you bailed on Twan, you're probably going to bail on Mr. Baby Girl.
Whoa. Shout out to Twan, though.
What's up, Twan?
Jim, Matt, and Molly, they're coming up next in Madison, the Damn Sports Show in Beaver Dam. We're going to continue on right here on 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and of course, the ESPN Wisconsin app. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Brust-Nortman until 5 o'clock. The 414 Hour is next in 2 minutes. KBN's the show that never ends.